I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of world leaders and representatives in politics, business, civil society, and more have gathered in Europe this week for the World Economic Forum. This annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, aims to foster dialogue on global issues. Joe Handley with A3 says that despite criticism of the forum as being elitist,
they're meeting at a pivotal moment in history. You know, when I look at the world, what was the post-World War II kind of global order is completely being reshaped these days.
Conversations at Davos can have global ripple effects. However, Handley says scripture teaches that no worldly system can heal the human heart. That conviction has driven A3's work for decades as they equip Christian leaders to serve with Christ-like character. Pray for godliness, wisdom, justice, and compassion among world leaders this week and beyond. And earlier this month marked 70 years since the martyrdom of Nate Saint, Jim Elliott, Ed McCauley, Peter Fleming, and Roger Yudarian. Nate Saint was a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship, and on a jungle beach in Ecuador, they were killed by a tribe they were trying to reach with the gospel. We spoke with Jean Jordan, a former MAF pilot whose mother was good friends with many of the missionaries' widows. He says the faith of these men and their widows still echoes today.
I have a letter that Elizabeth Elliott wrote my mom just a couple weeks after Jim was killed. And in it, she says, "My house feels empty, but Jim died doing exactly what he felt God would have him do in the fullness of his manhood. And I cannot fault God for anything."
So what mission field is God calling you to? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.